the rest of the story. Louisa was a young immigrant woman, yearning for adventure and opportunity in the new world. Her family trip by sailing ship had been a perilous one, but the journey and the home across the sea she had left behind were fading memories now. All that mattered was today. And today would be Louisa's last day. It was a cranial injury that ended her life, caused by what we cannot know. For Louisa, the immigrant girl, lived and died at the age of 20, 10,000 years ago. And for as many years, she was forgotten. Until in 1999, her skull was unearthed in Brazil, and by archaeological inference, her story was told. But the September announcement of that discovery by Brazil's National Museum sent shockwaves around the anthropological world, for Louisa's chin was pronounced, her nose was large, her eyes were round, and so, now we know, and for certain, that she resembled in no way the so-called Indians we associate with South America. For you see, Louisa was African. Now hold on. How can that be? Well, the experts, scrambling for an explanation, remembered an enigmatic rock drawing dating back to Louisa's era, a sketch on stone made around 8,000 B.C. and found in Australia. The Australian Aborigines were descended from Africans. Anyway, this ancient drawing was of a boat with a prow, apparently designed for ocean voyages. So it's likely, at least, that one down under summer 10 millennia ago, Louisa's kind, and perhaps Louisa herself, set sail across the massive South Pacific, eventually discovering and exploring and finally settling in South America. So the first global explorers were of African descent? Yes, it now appears that way. But if that is so, then white explorers may not have been all that far behind. In April 1994, the issue of Discover magazine stunned its readers with a related revelation, published color photographs of 3,000-year-old mummies, one of which was that of a 55-year-old male with light brown hair and pale white skin. He was 6 feet 6 inches tall, and he was discovered where? In China. Then in 1996, archaeologists uncovered in the banks of the Columbia River near Kennewick, Washington, the skeleton of a 9,000-year-old man. And his skull displays Caucasian characteristics, indicating that he, too, originally had come from somewhere in Europe. So the voyage of Louisa and the prehistoric people migration that her journey represents bear a significance that we are only now beginning to appreciate. For the Indians, the ones to whom we refer as Native Americans, they showed up between 9,000 and 7,000 years ago, suggesting, merely suggesting, mind you, that it was they who marched across the Bering Land Bridge from Asia and swiped the Americas from the Africans and from the Europeans, maybe even battled and buried them to do it. Oh, I know you learned in school and ever since that invaders from across the sea, Spanish, French, and English, stole North, Central, and South America from their rightful owners. Grand theft, historians once called it. But now, well, perhaps, poetic justice. Because now you know the rest of the story.